The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And the last couple of weeks, it seems like we've talked about how this whole pandemic situation has affected our hunting and fishing, and talked about that at length. I mean, it's just shut down a lot of different things, and it's actually, you know, when it shuts down businesses, it shuts down sponsors, and it shuts down. You'll notice that, you know, we don't have near as many sponsors with us as we have had in the past, but we hope that that's going to turn around. And, you know, folks will be coming back once their businesses reopen. Right, Robin?
That's what we're, you know, hoping really hard for.
Yeah, we publish a quarterly magazine, our next magazine, our summer issue. Granted, it's not the biggest one of the year, but you know, there's nobody that we can actually go visit right now. I mean, with the stay-at-home order and things like that. So we've got.
It might come out a little. It's going to be coming out.
It's going to be coming out. It'll come out a little late, and we'll have to adjust that and, you know, figure that out. We're just a tiny little business. You know,
we have definitely felt the
no question.
We're here on the air, but it's hard to explain.
Well, it's not hard to explain. It's just, you know, the way the show works, it's a brokered radio show, so that means that we pay for our time here on WCBM, and you know, to make up that that expense, we have to solicit sponsors, and we thank the ones that have stayed with us so much, you know, Clyde Sport Shop being open, and you know, some of the folks aren't open. They're just not open.
If you can't, and we understand, if you're not open, you can't pay for us to tell people about you.
Exactly. And we're a small business, so you know, we're thankful to Clyde's and Battery Warehouse and the others that are out there, that are Bay Country Crabbing Supply and so forth, that, you know, some of them have set up online businesses, some of them are, you know, brick and mortar, some of them are, you know, essential. So we get it, we understand it. So one of the things that's affected is the Maryland record book for Bucks, Bears, Stags, another business, which is, you know, we had to cancel we canceled the March 9th event, which was the Maryland Bowhunter Society. We canceled the event at in Thurmont at the Taxiderm Shop on the 4th of April. We canceled the big event up in Garrett County on the 21st of March. And these are events where we would measure a large number of animals. I mean, our guys had rooms booked in Deep Creek, and we were going to make it a weekend.
That's what I was really missing.
we were going to broadcast from the hotel,
yep,
on the 21st. And then the following week, Pope and Young Club, giant organization, canceled their convention, their first Eastern convention in many, 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 many moons. They canceled that. I'm sure that cost them a fortune to do that, because they had these giant displays of world record animals, and they had all these speakers, and they had a lot of hunts that they had solicited the vendors to donate, so they could, you know, raffle them off and things like that. We were going to broadcast from Virginia, and that didn't happen. So I mean, things were looking really good going into the spring, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
And then it just all shut down.
Smacked you right in the mouth.
Yeah, smacked down. So we're trying to launch another business. We've got hat, T-shirt, and sticker business we're getting into. We've got our trademark registered, and you know, that's not an easy situation to do, and it's also costly. That's ready to go. We've got hats coming. We've got a website to launch and all that stuff. We're just not telling anybody right now, you know.
Well, not time yet. When is time?
Not time. So it's, you know, it's and is somebody going to buy a hat? You know, out of toilet paper? I don't know.
So, speaking of which, we got to find paper towels today.
Yeah, we do have to find some paper towels. We'll find some. Don't worry about it.
No, I was just saying.
Don't worry about it. We'll find some. But, you know, I mean, it, just on this little small business that we have here, it's just a, I can't imagine having employees and being have to shut your business, you know? So. We did the good news on the Bucks, Bears, and Stags is we moved our deadline from April 15th to June 15th. Anybody wants to have an animal measured, you know, everybody's going to respond, and all of our guys, all of our measures are going to respond and jump in soon as we're able to, and get as many animals measured as we possibly can by the 15th of June, and get that record book out on the 1st of August, and that's, you know, that's where we are right now. So, but things are going along well. No worries on the record book as far as the progress, but it's just getting the last, you know, animals measured, the 2019-2020 animals that everybody wants to get measured. So we're happy. We're happy with that, that we were able to continue to do that, just moved it ahead 2 months, or moved it back. I can't remember. We moved it back 2 months, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922. That wasn't a gripe session or a whining session, by the way. That's just information for our listeners, you know.
I'm just saying we really understand what
everybody's going through. We do. Yeah, I mean, it does affect all of us. So. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Our producer is Chris Klaproth. He is standing by waiting for us. And there you go. Oh, I see you shared that with Chris. That's
yeah,
nice.
I did.
Yeah, cool. Yep. But you know what? The nonprofits are really trying to raise money. They really are. These efforts by some of the ones that I'm on their email chains with is unbelievable, you know, and so is what it is. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Talk about turkey hunting, talk about fishing or not being able to boat or not being able to go catch and release bass fishing or shad fishing or whatever. Give us a call here. Let us know how you're dealing with this pandemic, if you would, if you'd like to. If not, you want to talk about something else? Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about, I don't know. Anything that has to do with the outdoors. Talk about guns. Talk about firearms. Talk about wildlife. Talk about critters. Talk about what?
Talk about anything right now.
Yeah. I mean, we're trying to keep, you know.
I need a new recipe, not of
a
deer.
A recipe. Great
not
idea.
Not of deer.
Not a, well, you can adapt. You can change it to, you know, antelope or.
Ugh, okay.
What do you mean? Ugh. You never ate an antelope. How do you know?
We never had antelope. You sure?
No. We never had antelope.
Even when we went to Larry's that time?
No, we did not. We had
moose and bear.
Moose and elk and bear and deer.
Okay.
All right.
I thought we had antelope too. Sorry.
We did not. Not that I know of. Nope. Antelope's not bad. I like antelope. So buddy, one of our majors is going for an archery hunt in Wyoming for antelope this year. He's already booked it. Another one of our majors is going for tule elk. Another one is going for tule elk in Northern California and woodland caribou in, I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know. See there? Wow, cool. Thank you, Tom. All right.
You have a caller.
Oh, I missed that.
Thank you. Thank goodness.
No, I haven't sent the text yet. But, yeah, it's Chris from Fort Meade.
Oh, let's talk to Chris in Fort Meade. Sounds good. Hey, Chris.
How you doing, Al?
Good, buddy. You?
Pretty good. I called you a couple weeks ago about a groundhog.
Yeah.
And that cantaloupe worked good.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I got two of them.
Yep.
And I'm hoping that's all of them. So anyway, I wanted to tell you this. This doesn't have anything to do with hunting, but I was laying on the sofa watching I feed the birds. I'm laying there listening to the radio, and on the one bird feeder, a red-tailed hawk flew down out of the trees and picked up a bird and never missed a beat. And I saw it, and I had never seen anything like that before. But that was the neatest thing.
You've never seen a hawk take a bird. It's pretty cool. It's even better. It's even cooler when they take them out of the air.
Yeah.
You know. Crazy. I mean, I've been fortunate enough, blessed enough to see hawks take birds. I saw a bald eagle take a duck off of a pond. I saw a bald eagle take a duck off of a ditch off the side of the road. It's amazing what nature can do and what these birds of prey are capable of. No question. Yep. Yes, indeed.
Okay. Hey, is it okay to fish off the shore, like if you go down to Hooper's Island by the bridge?
And yeah.
Pull over.
Yeah. You got to be.
Say anything to you?
Well, I don't know. You got to be fishing for something to eat. What are you going to be fishing for?
Yeah. Well, perch or whatever. You know.
Yeah. Sure. No reason not to, as long as you maintain social distancing.
Okay. Yeah. It's crazy times. It's crazy.
You got it.
Okay. Well,
all right, buddy.
Stay healthy.
You too, buddy. Stay safe. Thanks.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Robin.
Let's talk to John from Bel Air.
Hey.
Hey, what?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
We're doing great. How about you?
It would be better if that governor would lift that fishing off. Let us go fishing.
Well, you can go fishing. You guys just gotta be fishing for sustenance. You gotta go, you know, for catfish or perch or something that you're gonna eat.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But they're not gonna let you go out in your bass boat and catch and release.
That's the thing, you know.
Which is killing me because I always have a nice trip planned for smallmouth bass, you know, in the middle of May usually. So
yeah, and you get some good ones, you know.
No question.
And usually it's just two of us on a boat, and it's just killing me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I hope he starts lifting it. Start with that. That would be great, you know.
Sure. Well, hey, look, the trophy season is supposed to come in May 1st, and they're going to let the charter boats go, you know. But you got to – now, you imagine this. You got a captain, a mate, and six members of the party on a charter boat.
Yeah.
How are you going to maintain 6 foot between you?
There's no way that can happen. I know with my bass boat, my buddy's up in the front, and I'm in the back, and it's
– Well, you got an 18-foot bass boat, so you're far enough apart. No problem there, yeah. Right?
I mean, I heard that they were going to start lifting certain things, you know, and that should be one of them, you know.
Well, all you can do is just keep writing up the keep the campaign up and write the governor and write your representative, write your delegate, write your senator, and see what they can do. You know,
yeah.
I don't know that they'll do anything, but Keep up the drumbeat.
Yeah, I'll tell you, my fishing poles are sitting in the corner. Keep talking to me. Let's go, let's go.
Yeah.
You know, it's
I get it.
Yeah, but I just wanted to throw that out there. I listen to you every morning. It's good to hear you all out there still doing your thing.
Been doing it 31 years, buddy. Got to keep doing it as long as we possibly can.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well,
thanks.
I'll let you guys go.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Yep.
All right. See ya.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Ike from Baltimore City.
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, man. Hey, I just, your last caller asked about fishing along the roads or the bridges in Blackwater.
Yeah.
A friend of mine lives in Vienna.
Okay.
He told me that DNR is giving people tickets.
For what?
For fishing on the bridges or along the side roads because a lot of guys were going down there snakehead fishing.
Right.
And he said if they catch it, it's a $5,000
fine. $5,000
fine?
Yeah, that sounds...
That's ridiculous. I know, but, I mean...
That's the governor's proclamation. If you violate, if you're not doing anything like going to the grocery store and getting your groceries, it's a $5,000 fine, and I believe there is some jail time possible.
That I knew, but I thought if it was doing something like fishing for sustenance, you couldn't get in trouble for that.
No, you shouldn't be.
Well,
but it's social distancing. That's the deal.
Yeah, well, because I've been fishing down there for the last several years, and haven't been going down because I don't want to take the chance.
You got it.
I don't know if it's true or not, but, you know, he wouldn't steer me wrong. He said not to even come down and give it a shot.
Got it. Look, people, given the nature of people, given the independent spirit of people, you know, they're gonna, if they hear the snakehead are biting, they're going to go. And, you know, they're going to fish where they think the fish are. I just, you can't stress enough to people that these are special times. And those fish will be there, you know, a week from now, 2 weeks from now, a month from now. You know, they'll be there. The fish aren't going anywhere.
I've been able to find places to fish in the Baltimore area. There's the different state parks, county parks, especially Anne Arundel County and in Caroline County, they all have different rules and regulations. And the best way I found is to just go to the guard building and talk to one of the people there, and they'll give you where you can fish, what time of day you can fish, and so forth.
Got it.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but if the websites aren't up to date and they don't answer the phone. But I've been nailing blue cats, man, for the last 3 weeks.
Well, there you go. And you're allowed to fish for blue cats, right?
Yeah.
And
the park rangers come and talk to you as long as you keep the social distancing and you're fishing for food. They're more than happy to have you there.
Yep, no question.
Yeah.
I got it, man. Well, hey, look, I appreciate you weighing in. Thank you so much.
Hey, can you find out if that's for real about Dorchester County?
Look, everybody likes to listen to their friends, right? So
yeah.
what I would say is just go online and read the guidelines for social distancing and the stay-at-home order, and go on the DNR website. They've got it all laid out there. I don't know that they've said that there's a fine. But, you know, maybe by the end of the hour we'll have a natural resource police officer call in and say, yeah, they've been instructed to do the ticketing and so forth. So
I know Chris is right that that's the fine for if you get caught doing something you're not supposed to.
Right, right.
I love listening to you. I've been listening to you for years, man. It's my Saturday thing to do while I'm working.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I really do. All right.
Yeah, hey, guys, have a good weekend, okay?
You also.
Too. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Anybody online, Chris?
No, sir.
All right. Well, let's talk about one of our sponsors, okay? Or a couple of them, maybe. Why don't we do that?
I was about to say, get them all in.
Well, let's talk about Bay Country Crabbing Supply.
What?
Bay Country Crabbing Supply, they're open. You just got to call ahead. But the best way to do it is go on their website, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com, and you can see a online discount. If you order online, they'll ship you the stuff. They've established a really good web business a couple of years ago, and they can do that, whatever you need. Bay Country Crabbing Supply is located in Edgewater. They have everything you need for recreational, commercial crabbing, freshwater, tidal, and bay fish and tackle, too. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply is a new hunting room complete with Hoyt and Matthews bows. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, rope, buoys, stainless steel steamers, full line of fish and tackle and gear. Bay Country Crab and Supply, is phone number is 410-956-0300. Their open house was supposed to be today, but that's been canceled, as you know. So check everything out online. Give them a call. Make your order. BayCountryCrabAndSupply.com. 410-956-0300. 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crab and Supply. Thanks for sticking with the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We appreciate it. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Phone number, 410-242-6108. We got busy during the break and didn't call the fishing hotline, but you can. Call that fishing hotline at 247-FISH and give us a report. 410-247-FISH and give us a call back. Anything you need, rods and reels, rod and reel repair, to drop your rod off that you broke the tip off of last year, get them to fix it, put a new guide on that one that you crushed in the car door, and check out the full line of Fluger spinning reels, Penn spinning reels, kids fishing combos, all the trolling stuff, anything and everything is on sale. Fill your line, fill your reels with new line, and and you can buy some live or frozen bait and minnows to go sustenance fishing during this shutdown. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne. Give them a call, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Thank you for being open during these troubling times. We'll be right back after this.
Also, precipitation around the area early on as we start the weekend, but sunshine by this afternoon. Also, some drier air starts to move in as your high tops out about 57. Now, tonight, clear 37. By Sunday, wrapping up the weekend, partly cloudy, afternoon high at about 65, lows upper 40s. Monday, might see some morning showers. Those should be out by about midday and 62. Tuesday, sunny skies and 65. I'm Craig Ross with the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Way down south of the Mason-Dixon, there's a man who's really fixin' to match those taters in his bin with possum meat. And that ain't tin. Six tall, slim, slick sycamore saplings, possum up a tree. Somewhere up in one of them saplings, possum laughing at me. Hound dog baying, know what he's saying, possum on a limb. He done hit one of them saplings, and I'll get even with him. Get a going, Pete, gotta run, get my gun, and beat it over yonder to the holler. Moon is shining bright on the treetops tonight. The possum ain't far, thar-y ar thar. Six tall, slim, slick, sycamore saplings. Possum on the loose. He's been stealing all of my chickens, now I'll cook his goose.
possum know he in a jam. He'll go good with candy yam. Doggone tootin', show as I'm shootin', possum fallin' for me.
Who sings this?
Phil Harris.
That's who the voice was. Slim, slick, I knew I knew it.
Yeah.
Up a tree.
Chestertown Goosehunter.
Possum.
With Bing Crosby.
What did you say, Mike?
Hound dog. I said possum. It's what's saying. For dinner.
Possum. Oh, God, Chris.
Goes good with candied yams.
We got a can of candied yams in there, right?
Yeah, we found it yesterday.
That's right. Hey, well, we got two deer recipes here from Sam, so thanks, Sam. Oh, he sent it twice. Okay, we got one recipe from Sam. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate that. So, brother. Yes.
Sorry.
Oh, mercy.
That one caught me off guard.
What, the possum one?
No, the yawn.
Oh, the yawn?
Usually I can cover it up, but
that
one caught me.
That one didn't cover very easily. So, all right, so one suggestion from David that he emailed, and very nice words from David. Thank you so much. We'll let you know. He wants to know what the biggest fish was I ever caught. And that was a bluefin tuna out of Ocean City off the hot dog, I think. And we were trolling all day and caught a nice king mackerel. That was Kathy and I, not you.
I know. I'm waiting to see if your tuna beat my tuna.
I don't know. We didn't weigh it. It's probably 50 pounds.
I got you.
You got me? How big was yours?
80.
80? Well, good. Good for you. did you stand up and fight it?
Then?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I was like 16. I'm trying to remember back.
Were you holding the rod or were you in a chair?
I don't remember.
No.
I want to say I was in a chair, probably.
Yeah, more than likely. On a big tuna like that, at 16, you probably were in a
chair. I think I was in a chair.
Strapped in a chair with a thing in the front, and you were winding it. There they fight. I'll tell you, there's no question about it. But.
It was fun. And that was one of the best fishing experiences I ever had. My whole family got seasick, and I was the only one that didn't, so I got to fish all day.
Wow, good for you. And you, how many fish did you catch?
Between us all? I can't remember because everybody fished at the beginning.
Yeah.
We got 3 tuna, 16 mahi-mahi, and I forget how many Spanish mackerel.
Spanish or king mackerel? Were you trolling?
We were trolling.
King mackerel, probably.
I don't remember.
Were they that big or were they that big?
They were only about.
Yeah, probably Spanish. Okay. Well, that's cool. Anyway, it was about a 50-pounder, but we caught one fish, hot, hot, hot. So we got in on the hot dog, and there was a woman on a boat, and she had a tuna on a spinning rod, and she was chasing that thing all over the place. So they said, let's do some butterfish. Let's do some chunking. Our captain didn't have any butterfish, so he found somebody out there that he knew, and he tossed him a bag of butterfish. And the first two or three tuna, when the rods were in the rod holder, having never chunked before, his mates, as soon as the tuna hit, they just smashed the drag down, and the tuna ripped off. So I said, let me see one of those butterfish. So I took my rod and reel, and I just fed line out, and I was holding the rod when this tuna hit, like I was fishing for catfish. And when the fish hit, he just, man, off he went, and I set the hook, and I didn't crank down on the drag, so you know I was able to fight the fish, and I guess it was a 20-minute battle or something like that. But that was fun. Stand up tuna and wore me out. I mean, just wore me out like crazy. But that was it. That was one of my biggest ones. So, and we did do some inshore shark fishing. There's a trip you could do, inshore shark fishing. That's a lot of fun. And I think we caught a couple 5-6 foot duskies. So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
I've only caught little sharks off the beach.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Got it.
I have to be, sometimes I have, the only thing I can be competitive with you about is the fishing, because I've never hunted, so That's the reason I give you such a hard time about.
All right. Hey, let's talk to Bruce in Baltimore City. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hi. So a couple brief things. I might even add a little. So a couple months ago, before everything really started getting crazy with the coronavirus, there was a small town hall meeting at a public library in Baltimore County, and a delegate in the Maryland General Assembly, Bob Long. That is a
right. I know Bob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I like him. I've had conversations with him, and he's a Trump supporter. I'll just leave it at that. And what he said was, and he didn't disparage the governor, but this is what he said, quote, the governor's got his own agenda.
Well, so
basically we're saying, well, the governor's looking out for the governor. That's just his opinion, so that's my opinion. So while I'm at it, let me ask you this. I don't think I've mentioned to you, you do a lot of duck hunting.
I wish I did.
Well, anyway, so I used to work with a guy at Bethlehem Steel, nice guy, who's Polish. And he should talk about growing up, his mother would make duck blood soup, supposed to be it's a Polish delicacy. So the way I understand, I don't think he was a duck hunter, but his mother would get a duck, trim it, do whatever it has to do, and would drain all the blood and use that for a base for soup. Just, you know, like any base. Have you ever heard of that? Or since you do a lot of duck hunting, you deal with a lot of people that cook duck. So I'm not the
cook here.
I love duck, and I will eat duck just about any way, but I am not going to Google that recipe.
Well, and then also, you think, well, God, and duck blood.
Well, they make blood pudding out of what?
Pig's blood.
Pig's blood, so, you know.
Well, and so the other thing is probably pretty nutritious. I mean, blood is mostly protein.
It's iron. I'm looking up duck blood soup. I have to do it now.
Duck blood and vermicelli soup.
Well,
there it is. Duck blood pudding.
Oh, that looks awful. Nothing against Polish soup makers.
Well,
yeah, there it is. Polish duck blood soup.
Oh, that.
Zernina. All right, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
All right. See you.
You got it. Bye bye.
I look at that.
Rescue us, Chris.
There is nothing attractive about that soup.
Nothing attractive about it? It's just duck parts.
Alan, it looks like it's brown.
I know.
But what is made of blood that looks good at any recipe?
Yeah, well.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah. So, did you see this story out of Orlando, one of these Eagle cams down in Florida?
No.
Yeah, an Eagle cam set up in North Fort Myers showed a mother eagle bringing its offspring what looked to be a tasty squirrel. But it was a stuffed squirrel that the eagle picked up somewhere.
Chris, I was half asleep the other day walking through the hallway, and I yelped. I looked down. It was my dog's toy, but I thought it was a real squirrel they brought. Its arms were up in the air like it was dead.
Its arms were up in the air?
Well, it was like this.
Yeah, I know. That's what a dead squirrel looks like. Don't ask Chris what a dead squirrel looks like.
I don't even see what a live one looks like when I go out in the woods.
If you go turkey hunting,
that's right.
They'll jump on your head. They'll run across your boots. You know, that's how it works.
Oh, man. But I really did. I thought that my little Shih Tzus had brought in this squirrel to leave me or something. I was like, But now that we got rid of the bear in the hallway, I don't jump every time I come out of the bedroom thinking I'm running into a bear. So.
Well, my hope is that when you come across these, that you make it to the end result, that you don't make a quick pit stop right there in the hallway.
Right. We don't want to do that.
No. I mean, if you're half asleep and something scares you, well, you know.
You never know.
Exactly.
You never know.
Oh. Yeah, well, the bear's out of the hall. He's kind of up on the up on the side of the wall. He's up pretty high, so I don't think she'll see him within, you know, eye level anymore.
We didn't have a place for him, so he was in our hallway, and this is a 1970s house, so the hallways were not expansive back then or wide.
Yeah, know? Right.
They're not handicap accessible, I can tell you. And you would come out of the bathroom or the bedroom, you'd practically run into his face.
Oh, well. Well, you know, that's what bear rugs are for, to hang on the wall. That's why they
Not
call
my
them,
wall.
That's why they call them bear rugs. That doesn't make any sense, does it, to have a bear rug hanging on the wall? It's supposed to be spread out here in front of the fireplace. Now, if it was a little bigger bear, it might be spread out here in front of the fireplace. But it's not. So
it's a little old, too.
Well, if you're trying to
It's a little old.
If you're trying to imitate a bear standing up on its hind legs,
yeah,
you're hanging on the wall, because the taxidermy is going to cost you a pretty penny, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'd be cheaper to hang it on the wall.
Yep.
We have a friend who has a full-size, is it grizzly bear, standing up?
Wow.
And then he had the taxidermist put it in, so when somebody walks by, it growls.
Yeah, that's, remember, I sent you that, Chris.
Oh,
you helped him with the sound system.
Oh, okay, that's the one.
Yeah, yeah. You walk by in the hallway, and it's motion activated.
It's got a motion detector, and it growls.
And it growls at you and turns.
Oh, I probably, yeah, you wouldn't have to worry about me making a pit stop.
Hey, we got Fran on the line. Let's talk to Fran.
Hello, Fran.
Hi, good morning, Fran.
Yes, good morning.
We were just talking about you last night.
I am blessed to be able to say good morning again. I'm calling to give some words. Good morning to you guys. I'm calling to give some words of encouragement, hopefully, to you and Alan, as well as the older people in the hunting community about the virus. I want to give you some words of encouragement, and it is from my own experience, okay?
Let's hear it.
Last Saturday was the first Saturday I have not listened to your show in 6 years. The reason that I did not listen to your show is because I was in the hospital. I had been rushed to the hospital in critical condition, and I was in there for 7 days. It was a roller coaster ride that I have never experienced. You know, we have other things wrong with our bodies, as seniors, that has nothing to do with the virus.
That's true.
And I'm asking people this, the older people. If you have situations that can become life-threatening to you, don't stay home afraid that you may go to hospital and afraid you're going to get the virus if you got in there.
Right.
I
agree with that.
I did not have it when I went in. I did not have it when I came out. And the staff is so available. If you push a button, it's seconds that they answer your call, minutes before they come to your room. So don't stay home and let your body get in critical condition all over with things that have nothing to do with the virus, afraid to go in the hospital. They are washing their hands, putting on the gloves, wearing the mask. I felt perfectly safe. I didn't get pneumonia. I didn't come home with pneumonia. I didn't come home with the virus. I'm in much better condition. I'd have died if I'd have stayed here. But I was holding out, and I thought to myself, uh-oh, I think I'm at the verge now where I've got to risk it. And I risk it, and I'm telling you people, older people, because, you know, they're showing on the TV how the older people are going to get it. Oh, the older people are going to die. If you take precautions, use common sense and wisdom, and have a village of people around you that are using common sense and wisdom, you don't have to get it at all.
Well, that's good to hear, Fred.
You don't have to get it at all. So don't be afraid to go to the hospital and sit home and get in critical condition and almost die trying not to get the virus. The other thing, when you and Robin were talking about the sponsors and the book. And,
yeah.
You know, I have a little common sense. And in my mind, I was concerned about you two. I says, oh, Lord, this has got to be hitting them financially. I said, because the sponsors and the book being delayed and the yada, yada. But I was glad to hear Robin is, I think Robin is very good for you, Alan, because she's smart enough, and I mean, you're smart enough, to come up with a plan B. Because I was wondering, what is he going to do next year? This book is great for this year, but the, all the people jump in it this year, what are you going to do next year? You know,
well, you know what, Fran?
The hat and the T-shirts.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Oh, the hat and the T-shirts. Yeah, that's the plan. That's right. So.
Yeah, plan B.
Yeah, plan B. Yeah. Yeah, the book, we know the book is, we know the first book is, you know, once a year. We know that we'll continue to do what we do, but not to this degree because it's, you know, it's 30 years of records. So we won't have that the next time. The next time will be a supplement. You know.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, it'll. But we're really looking forward to this thing. I mean, it's just going to be it's going to be special.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
And the books not done as a major money maker. I think it's more just trying to.
This has been something I've wanted to do for over 20 years.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. We're doing your dream. I can't think of the word
finally
I'm looking for.
Finally collate all the information into one
source. Yeah, we're doing that. But, I mean, I've wanted to do this. This is something I've wanted to do. And others have wanted to do. That's why we have such a good team. We have people who have been in this measuring business for a long, long time. I've been in the publishing business for a long, long time. Nobody's brought all this stuff together in one place, and that's what the hunters in Maryland were promised, and that's what we're fulfilling is, you know.
That's the word I was looking for. I couldn't pull out.
What?
Fulfilling. We're fulfilling a dream that you've had for years.
Yeah, we are. We are. Well, no question about it. So.
Well, I just, tomorrow is not promised to us, but one thing you can assure them, tomorrow will come.
Okay? No, that's true.
You guys be encouraged. You'll be back on track. You'll get your
sponsors
back.
No
all of that stuff. It will come back. I just called to tell everybody be encouraged.
Well, I'm glad you came through it. I didn't mean to interrupt that, but I'm glad you came through it. No, I don't, but we'll talk later, I'm sure.
I had some body parts. Everything went crazy.
Wow.
Because, you know, I didn't have my medicine. I didn't have my doctor.
Right.
And I sat here and got in critical condition after a while. But like I said, you got through it. And the virus, which I was concerned about, I didn't have it going in. You know, they test me for the stuff, you know, and I didn't have it coming out. So.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you. Glad to hear from you. Yep.
So anyway, just want to give a shout out. Hey, Chuck. I'm glad to hear that your back operation, it must have been worth the risk because you're taking pictures and you're getting out and everything. So
there you go.
For that.
All right.
All right. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking
Fran,
to you,
Fran. You take care of yourself,
care
okay?
Of you. One last thing.
All right.
You know how I have a computer upstairs?
Yep.
And I said it's collecting dust?
Yep.
I just ordered a new one. And everything, and I'm going to study, since I'm in the house anyway, take it out. And I'm going to get myself online and back into the modern world.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Good. Then we can email each other. And I can send you pictures. I can send you pictures of Chuck. All right. Thanks, Fran.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you, girl.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Thanks for the word. Oh, my. That was great.
That was really great.
That was great.
And, you know, I have postponed anything that's not critical or elective, we've postponed.
Yeah. Well, you had a doctor's appointment yesterday.
Yeah, we did it over the phone. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Because I had to re-up some medicines and do some stuff, and we did it over the phone. I went through registration over the phone. Then I talked to his nurse for all the stuff the nurse asked you before the doctor comes in.
Yeah.
And then the doctor came in, and we did a regular visit on the phone. So...
She didn't take your blood pressure or your temperature, though, did she?
No.
Didn't weigh you? Didn't get your height?
I never want to get weighed when I go into the doctor, so I was very happy with my appointment. Thank you. I'm one of those people that strip off everything they can do and get away with it before they get on that scale.
I put my wallet on the counter, take my hat off,
my shoes come
off, my shoes, my phone.
It's like getting on an airplane.
My keys,
yes,
my pocket, all that goes in.
If I could take my jewelry off quick enough, I would get it off and put it on the thing. Okay.
Well, that's about 40 pounds right there. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop 23.
Read between the lines, like that lady said the other day.
Yeah. That's a nice ring on that finger next to that one. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. I want to go fishing. I'm really not happy about not being able to go fishing. But like you, we can get ready to go fishing. We can get ready at Clyde Sports Shop. We can get new line on our reels. We can pick out a new rod, maybe an ugly stick or a nice Fluger or maybe a St. Croix, something like that. We can pick out a nice spinning reel to go with it. Fluger, their President series are just beautiful spinning reels. They're very smooth and very nice. The Penn spinning reels are also nice, the Battle series. And if you got a kid to take fishing, and I'm sure they're, you know, you can go fishing with the kids anytime now. They're out of school. The kids' combos and fishing kits, and I mean, they specify these fishing kits are pretty cool. You can go for trout or bass or catfish or panfish, and they're like $19.95. So that, nothing wrong with that.
I can't wait to take Jameson fishing.
I know. Live and frozen bait and minnows, fishing licenses, rod and reel repairs, lures and hooks and lead weights, tackle for perch and trout and panfish and bass and snakeheads and everything else you can eat. And then rockfish season coming in soon. They have the circle hooks and all that. So, there we go. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Don't forget, they do sell firearms. They sell those fine Browning firearms. Good old BPS pump if you're still looking for self-protection or home protection. You can get one of those. And why not? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. They're 24. We didn't get a report on the fishing hotline, and I forgot to call. 247-FISH, 410-247-3474. 24/7-FISH is the hotline. Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back. Hello?
I didn't think we had anything lined up.
Well, maybe we don't.
We don't. I mean, well, that just
illustrates what we were saying earlier. Doesn't it? I'm waiting for Chris to play something, and there's nothing to play.
That's right. It's all done.
Well, I will one more time compliment our sponsors that are still here. Battery Warehouse in particular. I'll tell you something. I go in there, I better have a spare $30 or $40 because I'm going to buy another flashlight. Hold on. Or I'm going to buy another knife. They carry these Nebo flashlights. They're just fantastic. They got rechargeable flashlights. They got little ones. They got big ones. They got headlamps. They got the Larry, you know, the work lamp. They got all kinds of stuff in there that has nothing to do with batteries, except they take batteries. And it's one of my favorite places to go. I shop at the one in Eldersburg, which is convenient, and it's and anybody that walks in there that has any kind of battery question, and you talk to Randy, they're going to tell you. And if you need a particular battery for a watch or for a cell phone or something like that, they're going to be able to supply it right there on the spot. They'll take your watch apart, put the watch battery in. They'll take and charge it for the battery. They'll take your cell phone apart, put the battery in and just charge it for the battery. What a great bunch of folks at Battery Warehouse. Gotta give them a compliment. So there you go. A little extra attention to Battery Warehouse. Well, it looks like the clock on the wall is ticking, and I am very excited to see how quickly these hours have gone by with, you know, no seasons in, from the field reports. Hey, you know, we're catching catfish or doing that. But we're talking about a lot of stuff. We're really, really giving each other a lot of information, right, Robin?
Oh, yeah.
Who are you texting now?
My daughter, who forgot we were on the air. She's been up for a while.
Oh, well, you know, she's got other priorities. She's got a...
I know, look at it.
Oh, he's a cutie.
Isn't he a cutie?
Yeah, he's a cutie. Got his little pacifier in there. He looks good, so... Oh, you ought to see the video of him of Grandma Gammy Robin feeding him prunes. That's interesting. The prunes are everywhere but in his mouth. They're up his nose, they're on his eyebrows, they're on his head. It's really fascinating to watch that. So, I don't know that he likes prunes that well.
I think he loves prunes. Especially up his nose by the time
I'll tell you done. What, when you took him home the other day.
I was in a hurry.
When you took him home the other day, he had enough prunes on, he could go turkey hunting with that much camo on his face.
It was not that bad. But I will admit.
Yeah. What will you admit?
I did clean him up quickly to get out of here because we were trying to be someplace on time.
Uh-huh.
And I did miss a few patches of prunes on different body parts of his face, head, nose, and hands. That stuff's like glue.
Prunes?
Yes, it is. It's like glue.
I wouldn't eat that stuff. I like prunes. I wouldn't eat that.
You're not 5 months old.
But I do know one thing. If I need any quick camo, I'm taking a little box of those baby prunes along with me, and I'll just slap them on my cheeks and, you know, under my eyes like football player, you know, put a little, some on my nose.
Better take a sandblasting machine. It's the only way you get it off.
Oh, my gosh. It's terrible. So, and here we have, we've devolved from talking about, you know, the biggest fish we ever caught to turkey hunting to prunes being camo.
But as long as it's on my grandson, I don't care.
Oh, I know. All right.
Here's another recipe. Rabbit, stewed rabbit with a prune sauce.
Dressing is prune sauce?
There you go.
That would be pretty good, actually.
We could float prunes on that duck blood soup.
Yeah, no thanks for the duck blood soup. Sorry. I mean, I've eaten a lot of stuff, but all right. Joe says, with trout stocking, will DNR hold the current population until next year? No, they will not. They don't have the capacity in the hatcheries to hold the fish that they've spawned for this year. They've only put like a third of them out, so there's going to